She was a Vogue cover girl at age 14, then an international supermodel and a TV host. She's married to a billionaire tech entrepreneur, and now Christy Hines-Clark has made history on water. She's the first woman to own a winning yacht at the annual Sydney to Hobart yacht race. Christy is the co-owner of the Comanche and was on board as part of the team to sail it across the finish line into first place. Christy joins me on the line, still on a high from the win. Christy, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Christy, you've led a pretty interesting life, a supermodel, entrepreneur, studying marine biology. Why did you decide to add competing in the Sydney to Hobart to that list?
Well, look, growing up, I've always been a competitive person. I love sports. I've show jumped. I've played basketball. I was a competitive swimmer when I was young. You know, I've been involved in sailboat racing now for about 10 years. And when we built this boat, when my husband and I built this boat, I said to him, you know, we've got to do the Sydney to Hobart one day. And it's, you know, because this is what I grew up with. This is the Australian race. It's one of the best races in the world. And, you know, I thought, why not? I've got this opportunity and I've got to sail and train with these amazing crew. So what better opportunity?
Now, there were some pretty difficult and at times treacherous conditions during the sail. How did you deal with those?
You know, when the storm hit, we knew it was coming. We could see it coming. The severity of it, we obviously couldn't anticipate. But you know, my orders basically were that when it was coming, that I had to get downstairs because that's where I would be safest, and then the boys wouldn't have to worry about me. They could just do their job and not worry about me getting in the way. So you know, as soon as that storm hit, I was upstairs for a bit because it actually hit us quite a bit quicker than what we anticipated. But as soon as there was a moment, two of the guys helped me downstairs. I basically jumped into my bunk for, you know, the remaining hours of the storm.
Mm. And you are on water a lot, but this was your first time really in the open ocean. Your skipper praised you to the skies for being on board for this. How was it? This is a tough race.
It was, you know, and now I really realise how tough it was. And I've got the utmost respect for the men and the women that do these open ocean races. They are truly incredible. I've just got so much respect for them now. After seeing how hard they work without any sleep, you know, especially on our boat Comanche, we have grinders, you know, we don't have electric winches or anything like that. So these boys are working like nonstop with very little rest. They're on rotation, of course, but if you've ever been on Comanche, if you've ever seen her downstairs, it's not exactly like, it's not a luxury boat. You don't have, you know, comfortable conditions to sleep in. It's very loud. When the storm was going on and when we broke our daggerboard, the sound was something that I couldn't even explain. I wish that I had of been able to record it in some way just so that people could understand what it was actually like. It was terrifying.
Mm. And that damaged rudderboard nearly cost the Comanche the win.
Retired.
Yeah. So talk me through that. It was about 30 minutes when you retired and then you were back. Talk me, it must have been a really fraught period
of
time.
It was. Well, it was one of those periods of time where it feels like it just stood still. And I was sitting in the hull of the boat next to Stan Honey's nav station, and Ken was running up and down, back and forth. When he came down finally and was, you know, noticeably very upset and said, we're going to retire by freeing the daggerboard, which was still flailing underneath the boat. Before that, we'd cleaned out the rudder. At that point, they thought that had taken the whole rudder off. You know, this is pitch black. We're trying to figure out what's wrong with the boat. And then, you know, I was just sitting there and listened to Stan call in that we were retiring. We put all the sails down and the boat literally started floating back towards Sydney because the winds were still so strong. I mean, the storm didn't finish for another 8 hours. And we were just kind of sitting in it. And then, you know, we see Casey and the boys with some tools, and then Ken came down and said, can we get back in the race? And
did you think Dan he was said, crazy?
At that point, I was like, is this dangerous? I said, is this dangerous? He said, no, the boat's not taking on water. I think we can finish the race. He said, I don't know about you, Christy, but I would rather finish than go back to Sydney if we can. And I said, I have 100% complete faith in you, Ken. If you think that it's safe and that we can continue, let's do it. And we did. And we did not think at that point that it was going to work out as it did.
Wow. Wow. You must be the ideal yacht owner, really, for him to have on board at that particular point of time. Just do it. Do it.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, when they called in, like, what time we'd be arriving back in Sydney, I thought, God, we could almost be in Hobart by then as well, because we'd have to be, like, limping back into Sydney. So it was like, I would rather go and finish the race than, you know, limp back to Sydney with the storm.
So tell me about that moment for you and the team when you crossed the finish line in first place.
I'm still kind of in shock. It's a bit of a fairy tale. Like, we honestly just wanted to finish at that point. These boys are professionals. They don't go into a race to pull out, you know, and if there's any way that they can finish it, they will. And to finish it in the way that we did in coming first was just, it's a dream come true. I know my husband's still completely, you know, he's just beside himself. You know, everyone that enters the race doesn't do it because it's, you know, it's important. And, you know, to come and win, to come and finish is one thing. To come and win is just something that's incredible.
Well, I want to ask you about how your husband feels now, because after you crossed the finish line, after days of rough conditions, your husband said, never again. And you went, oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
you've had a few days to think about it now. Will you come back?
Well, you know, I'm still trying to talk him into it, but, you know, I know that the boys, there's still a little bit of unfinished business. We'd love to get the record. So at some point, we'll definitely be back.
Fabulous. Well, you're the first ever female yacht owner to win the race. How does that feel?
You know, I didn't even think about it before. When people were saying that it could make history, it's not something that ever crossed my mind, because I see it as an amazing feat. It's a, you know, a big tick off the list, and something that I'm so fortunate to and lucky just to be able to have said that I can do with the crew that I have. You know, I've learnt so much from them. It's just, it's a feeling of total, like, oh, I'm just so happy. It's gratifying, you know. It's I have so much gratitude to the boys. I really do. I'm still a little bit, you know, in shock.
Now, when Comanche pulled into the dock, there were supporters waiting. There's been some criticism that the Native American headdresses your supporters were wearing were culturally insensitive. Do you have any comment on that?
Look, we built our boat and named it Comanche because we have the utmost respect for the nation that it's named after. My husband grew up in Texas, where the Comanche Nation ruled. We never, ever have meant to insult anyone. And, you know, I can't really govern what people wear. It was a celebration. I don't think anyone ever meant anything bad by it. I certainly know that they did not mean to insult anyone. That's all I have to say.
Okay. And what is next for you now? I mean, if Comanche comes back, can we expect you to see you on Comanche again next year for the next race?
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah. I mean, if they'll have me.
Well, you know, you made it through this time and the boat was damaged. I'm sure they'll have you. Also, you own it.
I think it's such an amazing experience. And I would love to do it again. We've got a lot more races this year coming up. We're going over to the Caribbean for the 600, which the boys are trying to talk me into doing now. So,
wow, okay.
It looks like I'll be on board a lot more.
A big 2016 ahead for you then. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Sarah.
That was Christy Hines-Clark, former supermodel and now the first female yacht owner to win the Sydney to Hobart.